Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the people and the companies that matter most in mobile. I'm your host, Shahab Zaghari, with Skywire, a premier business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing strategic content marketing and custom research to clients in the mobile industry.
And here we are again, our monthly app show.
Yes, you can hear it now, clingling. No, really, it's amazing. And the social media response to the show is really positive, Shahab. So I'm glad that we keep with our guest and our theme once a month. So, you know, once a month, we look at everything you need to know about how to market and monetize your app with success. And we also dive into the experts included in Apponomics, the book about apps that I wrote in partnership with Inmobi. It's free to download from the Inmobi website. I'll give you that link later in the show. But first of all, as we do every month, welcome our guest today, Mahek Sharma, Head of Business Development Americas at Inmobi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Mahek.
Great to have you back.
Definitely.
It's great to be back. I always love talking to you guys.
So what's new? What is on the horizon here? And, you know, what kinds of topics should we talk about that our listeners have their interests pique?
Yeah. I mean, I think last time we've been talking a lot about user acquisition strategies, monetization strategies. I think it's a good time to just go a level deeper, right? Because everyone has money to spend. Everyone has, properties on which they can show ads. But now the world's all about efficiency. And how do you get efficient? You get efficient by using data, right? So how can we use data intelligently to make sure that wherever money you're spending on user acquisition or the channels that you're working with, you are optimizing it to, you know, achieve the best eCPMs, the best CPIs. How do you segment your audience? What matters when you segment your audience? What tools do you use? What's easy to do? What's hard to do? I think just talking a little bit more about data makes a lot of sense. And that's definitely one of the hottest topics even here in the Valley.
And when you say data, is that data for that specific developer and looking at what's going on with apps? Or is that developer looking at data across the industry?
So as a developer, you have to look at both, right? You have to be aware and you have to be abreast with what's going on in the market. And that's more like an ecosystem level understanding that every developer should work on. But what I was referring to specifically was understanding your own users, right? When you have an app, you have all those users. There could be, the law of averages doesn't really hold true on mobile. You can't go by averages because it's all about anomalies. You're going to have one whale that makes most of your money. You're going to have one channel that makes most of your money. And your job is to make sure, how do you make money on the rest of the users, right? There's just 1% of those whales. What do you do with the rest 99%? How do you even understand that user behavior so that you can capitalize on, you know, user engagement metrics or just general user analytics?
And I'm assuming that's not really that easy of an answer, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we won't be able to even scratch the surface in this show, but I can definitely, you know,
try.
I can try, right? I can try and also walk people through different approaches. Also, you know, how do people even look at analytics? How do you start looking at it? How do you start building your tools? What are the metrics that matter? And obviously, if there are any follow-up questions, we have Peggy and her awesome blog that could help people.
Thank you, Mahek. Well, let's do that exactly. I mean, let's just take this as a primer. You know, maybe just start with an idea of, first of all, the basics. You know, what do we need to watch? Not what we should watch, because that would maybe even be going over and above. But, you know, like, for example, I know when I talk with developers, some of them are still at the point where they're just really getting their head around tracking, let alone looking at business intelligence around the market.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, let's start at the highest level, right? I mean, we will get into metrics. And before I even get into metrics, I think the couple of things that are really important to understand is that, when I was asked to talk on this topic a few weeks back at a conference, my opening remark was there's no such thing as the 10 most important metrics. Because the thing is that the importance of each metric really depends on what your final objective is. And it depends on what's the life cycle of your game? What is the size of the company? How much risk appetite do you have? What's the type of game you want, you know, you have and you want to develop? So I think basic metrics, while they're well known, the problem that a lot of developers face right now is, you know, how do you even use that data? What do you prioritize, right? Because you can have access to all the tools in the market. There are over 50 tools that I can name right now within a 5-mile radius off my office that I can go and use to segment my data. But then how do you use that data, right? How do you prioritize it? How do you, you know, prioritize your metrics? How do you segment them? And the most tricky part, I think, is to be able to pick those metrics up and plug them back into your workflow in such a way that they can be used for product development. Ultimately, whenever you're designing your metrics as a company or as a developer, you have to design them in such a way that your product team can use those metrics intelligently to create an iterative feedback loop and actually, you know, have a really fast and accurate development cycle to be able to incorporate that feedback and, you know, kind of create new versions or launch new versions of the game. So I think that the most tricky part for every developer is not access to data or segmentation or metrics. It's about which metrics to prioritize and which ones to feed back into the product engine so that you can actually make use of that data. Because sometimes a lot of people come to me and they tell me that, hey, you're just a team of 5 people. We don't have one person dedicated to analytics. What do we do? And it's true, right? You could have a team of 100 scientists just looking at data, or you could have one guy just, you know, making those intelligent decisions about which KPIs to look at, what to go back to tell to the product team. So essentially, the analytics team is kind of a bridge between the market and the product team, is how you should look at it, right? And broadly, the metrics fall into 5 categories. You know, usually, if you have a game, the first set of metrics that everyone looks at is acquisition metrics. Acquisition metrics is when you try to, you know, acquire a user. These are very market-facing metrics. So what is the kind of CPIs? And it's very channel-specific, right? It's going to be based on where are you working, what targeting are you using, what kind of volumes do you get, what is the LTV that you see in each channel. And then LTV is it's actually a byproduct of multiple other things, and I'll get into that. So once you have the user into the system, what do you do with that? So there are a few kind of 4 buckets of metrics that you look at when the user is into your system. The first is retention metrics. And retention metrics is kind of an indicator of how much your user is actually loving the game. So it's one of the most important metrics that you should look at, because ultimately you can figure out monetization, you can figure out engagement and virality if your retention is in place. Retention is by far one of the most important metrics that people should look at. And we'll get into specific what each metric for retention is. But that's the first one. The second is monetization, which is relatively simple, right? How many users are buying within your app, right? How many of them are buying virtual goods? How many of them are doing any kind of transaction within the app? This is a very easy metric to you know, measure, because it's very tangible. It's not like retention, because monetization is exactly a transaction. You see what it is and you know that they're spending in it. They're either spending or they're not spending. So that's an easier metric to kind of look at. The third is engagement. And engagement is, it's one level deeper. It's basically indicators like how much time do the users spend in your app? How many times do they open the app? Every time they open it, which level do they drop off at? So these are different cohorts of users who have engaged with the game in different way, right? And this is a very difficult metric to measure because every user is going to interact very differently with the game. And how do you create those cohorts? How do you group those users is very critical because you can really take actions based off of that cohort behavior, right? And the fourth is virality. And virality is even more difficult to measure because, as you know, mobile as a medium is every time a user clicks on an ad or any link where he can download the app itself, there's a breaking point at the app store. They're first redirected to the app store, and after that, you don't really know what's happening because everything is control of Apple. So you don't really measure what happens after the app store. And that's why virality is really difficult to measure unless you have just basic Facebook shares and Twitter shares and Pinterest, etc. in place. That's one mechanism which is still measurable. But anything that involves the app store, like when you send a request to a user or when you send a request to your friend to download the game, they might open the link, they would go to the app store, you'll be able to measure until that point, but then after that, you don't know whether they've downloaded it. So it's really difficult to measure the efficacy or the return on virality or viral behavior of any user. So, I mean, just to recap, we talked about acquisition metrics, retention, monetization, engagement, and virality. And these are the five broad buckets in which metrics fall into.
That's great. Now, we have to go to a break real quick, but when we get back, I'm pretty sure Peggy and I have tons of questions about that before we go to another subject. So, listeners, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, today we have Mahek on the line again. Again, thanks for gracing us with your presence this week, this month. One of the questions I had about those four or five different things that need to be tracked, as you went down the list, it seemed like it was it got to topics that were very hard to track. Now, with engagement, how many times they open the app, things like that. Are those basic analytics that app stores give you, or is it is that why it's a difficult thing to track? Because it's not something that's a basic analytic offered to the developer.
So great question, right? I think what I meant, and maybe it's not clear, but what I meant was that measuring these metrics is not tough, but making sense of them is very tough. And why I mean that is, so just take an example, right? So how do you measure engagement? The typical metrics that people use to measure engagement, the first is daily active users, right? The second is monthly active users. People look at the ratio of, average session length and median session length. People look at session length, session count, median session count. These are really easy to track because it's just about kind of measuring them with your tracking solution. There are a bunch of analytic solutions that are out there. But the challenge is that, you know, what is a good metric? What is it that's, is three a good number for, number of sessions about DAU? And if it's a good number, what do I do with it? How can I make it better? Is it a bad number? Where is the problem? Identifying the issue is a big problem. And that's where people have real big challenges. So, when I said it's challenging, it's difficult, it's not because it's difficult to measure, but it's difficult to prioritize because there's just so many engagement metrics, and then they are distributed across millions of users for each game. And it's so difficult to make those cohorts because cohorts can be made in several different ways, and which parameter should you pivot on to make that cohort?
I mean, we won't be able to go into answering all those questions because that would be probably another book, first of all, Mahek. And then secondly, if you knew all the answers, then we wouldn't have you as a guest because you would indeed be the app diva. So we'll set that question aside about how to do it precisely. But is there something that you can share about how to make the match between your strategy, your goal, and the metrics? Because as you said at the start, it's all about understanding what you want to do with your company, what you want to achieve with your app, and then making that match. Can you offer some advice here? You've told us which metrics to watch. How do we sort of close the loop?
Yeah. So I think the number one step is to, and there are lots of articles on it, but in acquisition, for example, the basic metrics that you look at are CPI and LTV, right? In retention, you're looking at the time, how many times, like just an average lifetime of a user, right? That's an important metric to watch out for. Virality, you're looking for just a basic, there's a K factor that you look at, and K factor is essentially the total non-paid users divided by total users, right? And then there's an engagement and retention metrics. Retention is just a retention curve that you can plot based on your initial behavior of a user. And then engagement metric is, you know, the average session length, etc. Now, obviously, once you have these broad metrics, and, you know, I'll share with you, Peggy, a few good sources which have the good benchmark numbers for each of these metrics. I think on a high level, every developer should just do a health check of their app, right? Look at the basic metrics in each bucket and try to figure out what is it that, is there any glaring issues that you can see? So like I said, the first thing you should look at is retention. So if your app is new and you don't know what to do with monetization, especially with the non-gaming apps where the monetization model is not very clear, the first thing you should make sure is obviously have as many users as possible, but also have good retention of every user that comes in, because there's no point acquiring users if they just leave the app in a very short time. So retention metric is what you should focus on early on in your app. As you have retained users, you can then start going out and acquire a lot of users, because then you can actually contain those users within the app. So your initial goal is definitely to make sure you have retention, then you get those volume of users. Once those are in, you start focusing on virality mechanism and monetization mechanisms. And that's a very broad strategy of just basic app growth, right? It could differ based on what you're looking at. Some companies, for example, they are very well funded, right? They don't really need monetization model. They can just put that on the back burner and just focus on user growth and retention and engagement. Some companies want to, you know, start, you know, becoming profitable as soon as possible, and that's when they want to get to that critical mass of users and then just start focusing on improving the monetization as long as the retention is in place. So that's what I meant by when I say final objective. It really depends on, it's a company prerogative, because it could be your investor saying something, it could be the CEO with a vision with something else. So maybe there's another business model they want to pivot to, and which is why they just want to focus on getting the users. And that's basically how it differs.
What about, just as a follow-up here, you know, is there a time, because I'm hearing this a lot more now, where people say, well, you know what, I'm just going to throw it out there and see the organic users I get. And then I'm going to worry about taking it to the next level. So it's not really marketing your app from the get-go. It's sort of throwing it out, you know, putting out there in the market in some place like Canada or Australia to test it. But they're saying, you know, why spend at the beginning to acquire users? Because it's almost like coupons when you give them to people. And if they're going to buy it anyway, you've sort of lost in a sense, because the discount you were going to give them, they're going to buy it anyway. So is it something similar in apps? And can you give some advice around that?
Yeah, I think so. That's one strategy, right? You could just throw your app out there. But with the level of competition in the market, it's really tough to get any traction unless you market at least a bit. You know, you have to be there on Facebook and Twitter, because there is a new app within each vertical with the same business proposition almost every week or every month. So just throwing your app out there and testing it, it was a good strategy maybe a year back, or maybe for verticals that are relatively new and less competitive. But for anything in the e-commerce space, in the travel space, in the social and the local space, finance, I mean, it's impossible to just throw your app out there and expect the users to come in. I mean, I was reading this really interesting article that said, you know, some developers come and say that, hey, if you have a great product, you don't need to market it. But the interesting thing was the guy showed 10 examples of apps that had great reviews, right? Like 5-star reviews. And then they compared it with an exactly similar category or genre of app with similar reviews. But the other one marketed the app, so it was a number one downloaded in the App Store. And the first one that did not market was number 30. So the only difference is you can either get to number 30 or number 100 if your app is great, right? Because already it's very competitive. It's going to move up to 30 or let's say 50 because it's just so great. But you can never get to number one without marketing the game or your product at all.
That's great. Now we do have to take a quick break, but before we do, you know, what metrics can we trust? You know, we talked about which analytics to watch, but which metrics to trust, especially for the independent developers?
So I think let me just quickly give you know, the metric names, right? Like I said, the most important metric that you should definitely look at is engagement and retention, right? And within engagement and retention, if you want to cover engagement metrics, I can give you certain benchmark ratios. Would that be useful?
Yeah, you know what? Let's write those down, and we'll get to those right after the break, because I do definitely want to go over that. So listeners, don't go anywhere. This is the meat and potatoes of the show today. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, Zo Social, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. Zo Social is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let Zo Social give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. And I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz over at Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Mahak Sharma and on our app show today. So what we were talking about was the metrics to look at. Since we only have a few minutes left, let's focus on the ones you said were most important, retention and engagement. What kind of benchmarks should we be looking at?
Sure. Let me just cover the two most important engagement metrics, right? I think apart from the basic metrics, the DAUs and MAUs, which could differ based on, the game. But I think one of the most important metrics that people look at is sessions per DAU, which means that how many times do the average daily user initiates a session in your game or your product or in your app, right? And a strong number of sessions per DAU is around 3. But it really depends on the genre of your app. Some games that are more highly engaging, like RPGs, will tend to have fewer sessions. But then each session is going to be slightly longer. So that's the first metric that you should definitely test when you launch an app and see, just while doing a quick health check, make sure that it is at least 3. If it's more, then it's really good. If it's less, then you have to fix some of your engagement metrics. You have to see where the users are falling off, why they're falling off, do a few A-B tests, and figure out what changes you want to make to your game, right? The second is the ratio of DAUs to MAUs, which reflects how sticky your game is. Meaning how many users, how many of those users that have visited the game in the past month also initiated a session today, right? And a good number for that is about 0.2. Obviously, it depends on, game, and it could be up or down depending on the ratio. But if it's around 0.2, it's a good number, and it's an average in the market for good products. So definitely try and make that number, higher than 0.2. That's what you should strive towards. But a healthy number is 0.2 for the engagement.
So 0.2, actually, what does that mean? There's what, two daily users, two monthly users, or visiting on a daily rate, or what does that mean?
So if you have 10 monthly users, two of them at least two of them log in every day.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good number.
That's so very sticky then. Yeah.
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 And then on the retention piece, there are multiple ways of measuring retention, but the basic thing that you're trying to measure for any game or any product is you look at the day 1 to day 30 retention metrics, and you use that to kind of extrapolate into a retention curve, which tells you a lifetime of a user. So whether a user is going to play the game for 6 months or a year, and that really decides your LTV, right? Because if a user is playing it for 6 months versus a year, you're going to make double the money if he assuming they continue to spend that money for a year longer, right? So a good day 1 retention metrics is between 35 to 40%. Day 3 is anywhere between 20 to 25%. Day 7 is about 15%, and day 30 is 5%. Meaning on day 0, if you got 100 users, if 5 of them stay around on day 30, that's a good number. It's a strong retention metric. Typically, what I've seen is, with average or below average products, the retention metrics are anywhere on day 30, they're looking at 1 or 2% of users coming back, which is a pretty bad sign. And you see a steeper drop on day 14. So on day 14, you'll see 7% users coming back, which is pretty, it's pretty bad because you want to have that, number much more. So these are the metrics that we recommend, and there could be a little bit of variance based on the game genre and, some games that are, yeah, it could depend. And, I'll send these numbers across.
Yeah, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to bring you back next month for our app show to talk about what happens after day 30. But again, thank you for joining us today, Mahek. And listeners, thank you for joining us for Mobile Presence presented by Skywire.com. Remember, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. And remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm or by finding our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. You know where to find the show. Now, Mahek, how do they stay in touch with you?
Sure. So my email ID is mahek.sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A, at inmobi.com. And I'm also on Twitter, mahek_sharma2011. Feel free to shoot me an email or just write me on Twitter and be happy to help you with any questions.
Perfect. And Peggy, how can they get the Appenomics book and contact you?
Well, you can get the Appenomics book. It's called Appenomics, The Insider's Guide to a Billion-Dollar App Business. Again, written in partnership with Inmobi. It's free to download. It is very, very in-depth, 330 pages of it, but absolutely almost the essential textbook out there. And you can get it at inmobi.com/Appenomics. That's APPONOMICS. And you can email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com.
Great. And you can find me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Zaghari. Don't forget to check out skywire.com and check out our portfolio there. And don't forget, next week we will be back, and next month we'll have Mahek back for our app show. Don't forget, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.